Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church, this Baptism of the Lord Sunday. And whether you have been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are glad that you found your way on this very chilly morning to our worshiping community here. You can learn more about how we are church together. Your bulletin has announcements and a calendar. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder at the communion table following worship to receive any questions that you might have. We have quite a few announcements this morning, so Tracy, get us started.
Thank you to everyone that braved the cold last night and came to the Blue Mountain Coffee House. It was a great time. We had lots of great performers from short to alumni to parents as well. So it was a great time. There's some videos floating around, so I'm sure there's some proud parents that would show them to you as well if you weren't able to make it. We do also have desserts remaining for sale this morning, as well as any other donations you like. Make sure we get there and don't have to swim home. Thanks.
I don't know, swimming home sounds pretty good, Todd.
Good morning, Happy New Year. Just wanted to make the announcement. We are doing the GPC night with the Rochester Americans again this year. The date will be Friday, not a Sunday. It'll be a Friday, February 16th at 7:05. I'll be signing people up in the fellowship hall after service from now until the week before the game. So, again, for anyone that's going on February break, we can get this in before that. So please sign up down there. Thank you.
Good morning, Chris Ullman from, on behalf of the worship team. I just wanted to let you know that the GPC's 2018 schedule for communion teams, usher teams, lay readers, and front door greeters has been finished. It's done. I did email it out to many of you yesterday. If you didn't get an email, I'm going to stay after worship and hang out at the communion table. Would love to have you sign up. Give me your email address. I'll send it to you that way. I will have some limited paper copies today, and I'll also leave some in the office. And it always is posted on the GPC website. I don't know if Carrie has had a chance to do that yet, but you can find it there all year long. So at this point, we've vetted it as much as we possibly can. If there are conflicts for you, we ask that it's your responsibility at this point to just switch out with somebody and let the church office know when that happens. Thank you very much to everyone who serves. Every year, this is the third year I've done this, and I look at all the names and all the time that you volunteer on behalf of our church, and I'm just overwhelmed. So thank you to everybody.
Janice Bilalovic. After George passed away, I realized what a blessing I had with the people of this church. I had invitations for lunches, dinners, plays from all different sources. But I also realized it was always upon invitation from someone, and maybe others weren't so blessed. So was born the idea for a social group for others that are single, for whatever reason. The idea is for members of the group to decide what form of entertainment they would like to attend, publicize the date, time, and cost, and then anyone who would like to go signs up, knowing they won't go alone. I would like to have a short meeting after church in the library for anyone interested in this group with no obligation. Just need your input. Thanks.
Thank you, Janice. Also, a note about our annual meeting that, of course, we will have food with. The soup and supper, or the soup and salad and dessert potluck with that annual meeting takes place on January 28th. We do very little business. Mainly, we celebrate the mission and ministry of this church. We elect a new nominating team, and we eat and enjoy one another's company. But prior to that, in worship, we will also have the ordination and installation of our new officers. So that is January 28th. The last Sunday of this month, we'll see you there. Now, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship our holy God. stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship. In the beginning, God gathered us. In the beginning, God prepared our hearts and minds to worship. In the beginning, God called us God's beloved. In the beginning. The beginning is now. Let us worship God.
Join with me in the prayer confession. People of God, we desire to be refreshed, renewed, and changed. Let us listen again to God's calling our names to encourage us and strengthen our resolve to be God's people in faithfulness and peace-loving justice. O God, we hear your voice and we see the way of Jesus set before us. But it's hard, dear God, to try again and again to live up to our baptismal vows and to maintain our resolve to be your people in the world. In repentance, we ask you to forgive us. Set us once again on a holy path that leads to you. Amen. And now take a moment for your silent prayers of confession. God's voice rings over the mighty waters, shakes the wilderness, shatters the forests of Lebanon. God's voice splits the heavens. The Spirit descends like a dove. An announcement is offered. You are the one I love dearly. You are the one in whom I delight. God's voice shakes all the earth with an eternal love.
Shining. What do you have a question for you this morning. I often have questions for you, but this one should be an easy one. What is your favorite holiday? Yes? Go for it. Just say it. Martin Luther King Day. Awesome answer. I like that one. How about for the rest of you guys? Good answer. Go for it. What is it? Christmas. Halloween. Christmas. Halloween. Your birthday. That's an excellent one, too. Favorite holiday? Easter. You guys have lots of good favorite holidays. Okay. I bet you can't guess my favorite holiday. You two don't get to guess. What do you think my favorite one is? Nope. Oh, it is something about the Lord. You are on to something there, too. All right. Guess what? Today is my most favorite church holiday. It is the first Sunday. I like that one, too. But today is Baptism of the Lord Sunday. Right? Yeah. You guys were close. I know. It's kind of an odd one. One that doesn't get... I know. Did you guys see anything? Was there anything for sale at Wegmans or Target today? It said, Baptism of the Lord Sunday. No? No one got me a card? No chocolates? Huh. Well, okay. So, I know. I'm sorry. But, so, today is my favorite holiday because, like many of you, I don't remember my baptism. Because I know, right? I was a teeny tiny little baby. I don't remember it. I have the dress that I got that I wore when I was baptized, and I have a certificate, but I don't remember it. And so every year, this Sunday comes around, and I love the fact that we get to all together remember what baptism is about. So why don't you guys stand up? Come on over here. All right, sometimes I hit my head on this, so I always have to be careful. All right, so we're going to make a circle around, and there are tiny people behind you. Let them come in front of you. There we go. Come in. Ready? Okay. So, you all come forward when we do baptisms, and you guys do such a good job sitting on the ground and watching, but it's not very often you get to come this close and see the font. This is what we call the font, where the water is kept. Some people think it looks like a wok. Other people think it looks like a gong. It is a beautiful big bowl that makes some noise. You guys want to... I don't know how old it is. You guys want to make a little bit of noise? You can make a little bit of noise on it. And then inside the bowl that makes noise, because this is kind of hard to empty, we have another bowl. See? And this is where the water is. And before a baptism, I always ask that someone fill it with warm water. Because when we do baptisms, this water typically goes on a baby's head. Sometimes a kid, and sometimes an adult. And what we do with this water is that we say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These waters remind us that God loves us. God loves each and every one of you, and that this church and many other churches across the world, when we sell, even the ones that don't have buildings, that's right, that when we say that we believe in the baptism of Jesus, that we all become God's children. And it's up to all of us together to remind each other about how much God loves us and how much we love each other. So that's why today's my favorite holiday. Who wants to stick their water in? A hand in the water. Oh, one rule, though. Okay, no flinging. All right? So you can touch it and remember your baptism. And once you touch it, why don't you take a step back and let someone else have a chance to remember your baptism. And that God loves you. Anyone else want a chance to touch the water? You guys good? You can. It's water. Good? All right. Is it water? We got to remember. All right. So I said no flinging. I saw that over here. It's okay. It's my kid, so. Yeah. All right. Ready? Can we pray together? Come over here and pray together. Why don't we pray together? Dear God, thank you for the gift of water and that it reminds us of your love. Amen. Amen. All right, you guys have fun at Sunday school.
Couldn't all come up here and splash on it. The Old Testament lesson today is from Genesis, the beginning, and we're going to hear the very first words of the Bible, something I don't think we hear too often. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the very first day.
second reading of the word today comes from the Gospel of Mark. John the Baptizer appeared. He appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust, wild honey. And he proclaimed that the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart. And the Spirit descended like him, like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well. Superintendents of the schools from Gates and Spencerport shared with our group about an upcoming event, many of them actually, that both districts were sponsoring for speakers and panels to help educate students and parents, teachers, anyone in the community regarding issues related to mental illness and suicide and addiction. They mentioned that past attendance at these events has been surprisingly low, considering the scope of the people who are affected. One of the leaders of a recovery group held here at GPC said, "Yeah, you know, no one thinks that they need it until they do." I think that is often true regarding many of the groups of people that we find ourselves associated with during various seasons of our life. No one ever thinks they need it until they do. An Episcopal priest recently wrote about her journey caring for one of her aging parents as they were diagnosed with cancer. And as her parent grew sicker, she relied on a group of people would support her in doing what no one ever imagines having one's child do, because it just seems too embarrassing or intimate. But this group helped this young woman get beyond that, and that same network of people supported her when she became part of the population of children whose parents had died. And she points out that no one aspires to be part of such a group. It just is a matter of fact. And that none of us really know how much we need it until we do. But I'm also reminded that there's a level of discomfort some of us feel in that journey of coming to terms with becoming part of such informal or more formalized groups. A colleague of mine wasn't quite ready to join a breast cancer support group, but she wore this pink bracelet as a reminder to herself that she was strong and would fight this disease. But then one day, walking through the grocery store, one afternoon, a woman must have noticed this bracelet and approached her and then said, "Oh, you too?" And before she could respond, the woman launched into a rather dramatic and graphic story about surgery she had. And my friend was backing up as quickly as she could to hide behind the dairy case. You see, that is almost the kind of reaction that I'm imagining from the people who gathered from the whole of the Judean countryside, all the people of Jerusalem, as they were standing in the River Jordan. They had heard the call of the prophet for repentance and a return to God. And they turned out to hear John preach and to be baptized in the muddy waters. I can just see some of them standing knee-deep, waiting for their turn, others sitting on the side of the riverbank, already dripping wet. And then Jesus arrives. You know, his showing up at the river, it was rather unassuming, but probably not unnoticed altogether. There may have been a few whispers as Jesus took his spot in line with everyone else, though there was certainly no ignoring him when he came up out of the water. And I wonder, some in the crowd began to back away, unsure of what to make of the scene. I mean, after all, the heavens have torn apart, a dove descended, and the voice. Did the people gathered there that day have any idea what it would mean for their lives? Perhaps they missed the inbreaking of God's presence in the form of a baby in Bethlehem 30 years ago now. Our text jumps ahead. But in Mark, there are no angels heralding or guiding stars to announce Jesus as there are in other gospels. Mark doesn't even mention that Jesus was born. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mark echoes back to our Genesis reading this morning, when God's Spirit once hovered over the waters of the deep and called heaven and earth into being. So also, at the baptism of Jesus, God's Spirit came over the waters. God's voice declared Jesus to be his Son. And that was another beginning, another new creation. So Jesus coming up from the waters, it is then that God rips apart that which we thought could separate us, so that God could be with us, not just with us, but one of us. Just as it would be when God splits open the grave so that death would never, ever be the end. But of course, the people standing along the edge of the river would have no idea how Jesus' life, ministry, and death would unfold. No more than any of us who were baptized as infants or small children really know what God's grace and love will mean in our life. But that not knowing how much we need it until we do has never kept God from tearing apart all the boundaries and entering into this creation again and again and again. And thankfully, we remember that baptism is so much more about God's grace than our understanding of it. And not knowing we need it shouldn't keep us from standing knee-deep in the muck in our discomfort either. Those feelings of not knowing what's going on, of not feeling equipped and ready to live into this identity that God has called us into through baptism, this isn't something we do alone. Whether we're ready or not, we think we need it or not, living our baptism recognizes that we not only take on this new identity, but we do it with the larger community of saints, the body of Christ. One commentator reminds us that baptism is more than just an individual act. We don't stand at that font alone, ever. In baptism, we become part of a people, God's people. And this celebration today of Jesus' baptism invites us to remember that we are part of a larger group who share a common identity. That by water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined in Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Those are the words that we use at the start of every baptism here at GPC. And in Jesus stepping into those waters, he did so not because he needed baptism, he needed repentance or forgiveness, or even an understanding of God. He stood there because he knew that the fulfilling of righteousness was not something that we could do for ourselves. This is the start of Jesus' ministry, the beginning of the good news of the gospel. And he showed us that his life was all about God. God desiring and wanting, needing to become one of us in all that we are, in all that we do. And let's be honest, it wouldn't be difficult today to live our lives convinced that we actually don't need anyone else or God. We would be able to get along just fine. When we reflect on it in our hearts, coming to terms with what it means for us to belong to God, to belong to one another, to the body of Christ as American Presbyterians in the 21st century, it's confusing. It's uncomfortable at best. And that not knowing how much we need it until we do permeates the minds of so many in our culture today. Parents and grandparents, people who are part of the church and who aren't, because that interpretation, until we do, sticks in their heads. And that worst case scenario plays out, and the personal salvation of a child gets all intermixed. And part of what we do together is to counteract that theology. And that's one that's based in fear. Because Jesus teaches us, invites us, calls us to a place of trust. To trust that baptism is really more about God's decision to be with us and for us rather than our decision for God. To trust that when we are confronted with the challenges of everyday life, from the mundane to the startling realities, knowing that there is so much about life that is out of our control. To trust that there are larger communities of people, people of faith, who will remind us again and again that we are God's beloved child, and who have promised to love us too. Trust that no matter how many times we walk away saying, I don't need you, the church continues to be a place that models for the world. When you do, we will be here. Because, dear children of God, you are beloved. Calling like the fact that we can move with this water of grace, meeting people where they are. And as I watched your faces when I was with the children, it looked like many of you wanted to splash in these waters too. And it's easier to do that if it's up here. Let us share together in the liturgy and a prayer. And during the song, I was there to hear your morning cry. If you would like to come up and touch the water and remember your baptism, you're invited to do that. I would ask that you try to balance your hymnal and sing as you remember your baptism. But friends, let us remember our baptisms together. For the covenant of baptism is a reminder to us of God's grace. Within these cool waters, we dwell in God's peace. Within these cool waters, we are encompassed by God's compassion.
Within these cool waters, we are encompassed by God's kingdom.
Within these cool waters, we are marked as God's beloved.
Within these cool waters, we are marked for death, for transformation, for resurrection.
The baptismal waters are a place to play. It is here we remember that God lavishly splashes grace around this world, that God fills our cups to overflowing. God submerges our sinful nature and declares us fit to live in love with God and one another. So we will come. We will play. We will remember our baptism and remember God's grace. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of creation called forth by your saving word. Before the world had shape and form, your spirit moved over the waters, and out of the waters of the deep, you formed the firmament and brought forth the earth to sustain all life. In the time of Noah, you washed the earth with the waters of the flood, and your ark of salvation bore a new beginning. In the time of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, your people Israel passed through the Red Sea waters from slavery to freedom and crossed the flowing Jordan to enter the Promised Land. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus Christ, who was nurtured in the water of Mary's womb. Jesus was baptized by John in the water of the Jordan. He came living water to a woman at a well, washed the feet of the disciples, and sent them forth to baptize by water and the Holy Spirit. Blessed by your Holy Spirit, gracious God, this water, by it we may remember our baptism into Jesus Christ, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may be kept faithful until you receive us at last in your eternal. So let us stand and sing together. Hymn number 488, I was there to hear your morning cry, and anyone who would like to come, splash and play, you are welcome.
I was there to hear your morning cry.
one of the many ways in which we live out those promises of baptism is to pray for one another, to be physically with one another, to offer in words and gestures living prayers. When we are going through times of great joy and celebration, great difficulties and pain and suffering and everything that comes in between, how can we be in prayer for you, your community, your family, our world this day?
Kate Stanford. Going off of what Melissa had said, I'm a mental health counselor down at an inner city clinic that serves over 4,000 people. We have been standing room only in our waiting room since the holidays. This is the hardest time for most people is after the holidays. So if you could keep people who are struggling with mental illness, as well as those of us who care for them, in your prayers, that would be greatly appreciated.
For you and for Colton. He's recovering from a pretty substantial concussion and whiplash that he got at a wrestling match last week. It's a tough time to be feeling badly and be incapacitated with exams and projects and wrestling coaches out there with scholarships. So prayers for healing for Colton.
Prayers for Colton. And
Lee Barrett, thanks for the thoughts and prayers for Dave, my husband. He had his hip replaced January 2nd, and he's recovering well and hopes to be back running around pretty soon.
Continued prayers for him.
Brad Henderson.
Prayers.
Who is still struggling and trying to get her health back. And take good care of our travelers who are going south. Mm-hmm. God be with you all the way. Mm-hmm.
And prayers for the family of Helen Crawford, who died this week. So prayers for her family. And we also have prayers for with our children this morning. Prayers for, I'm not sure if this is a joy or a concern, but prayers for waking up.
All right.
Well, sometimes it's a bit of both. Oh, prayers of joy for Christmas presents and time with family, prayers for puppies and old dogs, for swimming at school, that could be a joy or concern as well, prayers for a friend's hamster who scratched himself, and prayers for plane rides and vacations, and for an aunt moving to Florida. Let us continue our time of prayer. Creator God, we have gathered here this day to remember Jesus' baptism, how you proclaimed that he was your beloved Son in whom you were well pleased, and our spirits resound with that proclamation. In his baptism, he was initiated and dedicated his life completely to you. Help us to dedicate our lives to you, to offer our best for you, to be of service to you by serving in your world. As we have lifted before you the names of people near and dear to us who need your healing touch and tender mercy, we have also lifted ourselves up as people in need of your grace. Our world is in the midst of strife, wars, oppression, famine, hunger, alienation, and hatred. Situations in which we have abused the world and each other. Heal us, O Lord. Renew us with your life-giving waters and reaffirm our baptism as your children. And let us go forth to be the people of peace you call us to be. For we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And let us continue our time of worship as we receive this morning's offering.
Dear Lord, we bring back to you just a very, very small portion of all the wonderful blessings that you bestow on us. We ask that you take these and use them to further peace and justice here in our community and around the world, and help us to remember that your peace and your love will always prevail, irregardless of what human beings say and do. Thank you, Lord, for all of our blessings. Help to align our spirits with your spirit in the flow of the waters of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.